Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this June 26, 2024. I have your host, James J. Maitloff, here. And we are welcoming in our great friends from the ODC. We have Ann Lee Peck with us. Ann, good to see you.
Good morning.
We have Ashley Nickel with us. Ashley, always good to see you.
Hi.
Hey, Ashley. And Brooke Porter with us. Brooke, how you doing?
Hey, James. I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Good to see you, Brooke.
You too.
Appreciate all of you being here. I want to start out right away thanking all of you for what you do for our community, what you do for the clientele over there. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for everything you do at the ODC. We appreciate every one of you. I want to get into some of the fun things that you have going on. And there is some really cool stuff that you guys have lined up here. We'll get into a couple of other things like your calendar raffle and some other stuff later. But if you don't mind, I wanted to start with Ashley and the sensory-friendly skating event at Skate City on Friday, June 28th. Ashley, I want to talk about this a little bit with you. And I do want to journalistically let people know that I love Skate City. I love having events over there. I love that we have Skate City. So I'm really going to be a big fan of this, Ashley. I'll tell you right now. What can we tell people about this event?
It's on Friday. It's from 10:30 to 1:30 p.m. It's going to be 80s themed. Ooh. And it's sensory friendly. So the music will be quieter, and most of the arcade games will be turned off, and the lights will be dimmed. And we also want to let people know that if they don't want to do the skating, then we also are going to have some fun sensory games that people can do, and the event will be $6.99 per person, all you can eat pizza and soda, and it's open to the public and the community, so definitely please consider joining us for our first sensory-friendly roller skating event.
And I like that you said first. I love the idea of this becoming a regular event and being able to have not only this event back, but have more of these kind of events in our community, the sensory-friendly events, that is. Certainly wouldn't mind more events at Skate City either. But it is, and I do want to send a shout-out to them for hosting this and having an event like this. It's a fun idea. It's a fun event, but it's also necessary. More and more as we go forward here, having these sensory-friendly events. And if you don't mind, I'm curious how this came about a bit. And Ashley, you can touch on this too, please, because this seems like a unique idea that we don't really have in this community. Did somebody have the idea?
Yes.
Where did that kind of springboard from?
Yeah, so actually, it actually is Ashley's idea, was, you know, recognizing that there just aren't a lot of sensory-friendly activities for folks in our community, and so she's really passionate about making that happen for people. And so, again, just really excited to have this and to see where it goes and to expand to potentially other communities if this goes well, and just in general adding some additional sensory-friendly events for people to participate in.
If you don't mind, Ann, for the clientele, for the audience out there that doesn't know the necessity of something like this, who are the people that could be really benefited from a sensory-friendly thing event? Because there might be people out there that could benefit from it that don't even know.
Yeah, so, you know, I think there's just, you know, a lot of folks that, you know, they have some sensory sensitivities with, you know, loud music and lights and things like that. And so we really want to make it an inclusive event for people. So if you have any type of sensitivities or, you know, just loud music is hard, but you like music, you know, so we want to just make it kind of, you know, a more relaxing, soothing kind of event. And, you know, there's folks sometimes that because the music's too loud or the lights are too bright or flashing, they just either don't attend or don't really have a great time when they attend because it's really difficult to manage, you know, the sensitivity to the senses. So
there are certainly people out there listening to this that are going to be very excited about that and appreciate the opportunity for it. And I think there are people that may just, you know, not enjoy loud music, just, you know, in general.
Right.
So being able to attend the event as well for that is a key factor. Ashley, it is so cool that you really springboarded this, that you really got this going. I'm really proud of you, really nice work on this. And again, I think that we're going to have other future events like this, whether it's at Skate City or other places. So way to get the ball rolling on this nice work. I do have to ask one last question. This may be the harder question because there is no way you grew up in the 80s. There's no way. Where did the 80s theme come from? Because I love that. I am a kid of the 80s. So,
I love 80s music. REO Speedwagon is my favorite band.
Right on, right on. Well, you made my dad very happy right there. That's cool, that's cool. It's a great idea. A lot of fun fashion in the 80s, and it's even comes back a little bit in pop culture and stuff, so it's a nice idea. And people love themes, love a good 80s theme. It's going to be a fun event. Let's give people the details of it one more time. When is the event, and where is it taking place?
Yep, it's the sensory-friendly roller skating event. It'll be at Skate City this Friday from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. $6.99 per person, all-you-can-eat pizza and soda.
Nice job, Ashley. Nice job. Very good work. And we'll be talking about this on our morning shows. So we'll make sure that you guys got a great crowd and a lot of fun going to be this Friday over at Skate City. It's going to be good. Thank you, Ashley. Thank you for the time.
Thank you.
And again, great idea. Brooke is not only a great worker over at the ODC, she is also the one that keeps me laughing when Dawn is tattooing me. I appreciate that, Brooke.
Absolutely.
So if anybody ever needs that, you know, that's another thing on your resume, I think, that you can put on there.
I do have a chair there.
You do.
Yeah.
I want to talk about Creating with Purpose, the summer series at Sandlot Park with you.
Yeah.
Where do you want to start with this? It's a fun series. It's a fun idea.
Well, it's the last Thursday of each month, so it is tomorrow. It's a patriotic theme this month. Got some cool stars coming for it. And it's for anyone just to pop in and do the project with us and just interact with people from the community. And of course, we will have some groups there from ODC as well. And it's just a great chance to meet some new people and paint a cool project.
Especially this time of year, any time to show our patriotism or do something patriotic, we're all taking a jump on that. We love the idea of that. So a really nice theme and a good purpose there. But there's also a lot more of this I'm seeing in the community where people just want to do art and just have some fun with it. And maybe they're good at art, they're not good at art, it doesn't really matter. Just get out there and paint or just get out there and have some fun.
The community activities are always a hit. We went to the library yesterday for their bubble party. That was awesome.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Very good to hear. And I do want to hit that point about a series like this. And when we're talking about art projects and things, you can be a great artist or you could be me.
You gotta be in between, aren't you?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't draw a stick figure. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I got a mean stick man game.
Yeah, yeah. You really got it. When it comes to this series, are there other things that you're looking forward to doing as well in it?
Well, when we get back, so for the summer, we're doing the Sandlot Park, and then when we get back into fall, we'll be back in Milkweed Market featuring an artist, which of course you know some of the artists that we've had. Mm-hmm. In the past, and we'll get some of them again, and hoping to get some new ones, of course. If anyone's interested, feel free to reach out to me.
Mm-hmm. We'll get that information out before
we
let you go.
Yeah.
Again, Creating with Purpose, the summer series, is coming up just this Thursday, and it's every
tomorrow.
Thursday. It's tomorrow, yeah, and it's every Thursday.
Yeah.
12:30 to 1:30.
It's not every Thursday. It's the last Thursday of the month.
Thank you.
This
is why you have people in to talk to, so I don't mess it up. And Sandlot Park's a great area for
it
this,
is.
Too.
It is. Well, I just like that, you know, if we get... It's been quite rainy lately.
Mm.
If we get a little bit of rain, we're covered. We got it.
Yeah, that's a smart move. And I appreciate all of our nonprofits out there really aligning with those things and figuring out places to host these events where there is, you know, a rain stop or something that where you can go if there is cover for rain or anything.
Yeah.
Another thing I wanted to talk with you about, Brooke, is the Create and Connect and Milkweed Market.
Yes.
That is Wednesdays from 10 to 2. This is another fun event that you guys host over there.
It's pretty great, yeah. We just started with that, and actually it's going on right now until 2 because it's Wednesday. Stop in, pick out a project, bring your kids, bring your grandkids, paint your project, take it home that day.
With something like this or even the sensory-friendly roller skating event that we're talking about, we do want to let everybody know this is open to the public. These events are open to the public. We want everybody to attend that is intrigued or wants to or just looking for a good time. That's not only a great opportunity for you to get out there to have something fun to do,
mm-hmm.
And maybe even meet some of the clientele from the ODC and get more familiar with the work that they're doing over there. But keep in mind, this is another great way to support the ODC and to invest in the ODC and put back into the ODC.
Absolutely. So with this one, with the Create and Connect, there is a small cost to it. So you go in, you pick out your project. Nothing is over. Well, no, I take that back. There are projects over $5 because we really do have a wide range to pick from.
Yeah.
But most of the projects are under $4, to be honest. So it's a very inexpensive project to go do you know, on a Wednesday.
Especially if you're looking for things to do, mm-hmm. and you don't have a huge time, you know, you don't have a lot of time on your hands or anything. This is another one of those funds. It's not a huge time commitment, and it's a great way to get that creativity out of your system and have some fun with it too. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to this one, and the idea of picking your project is a great idea too as well.
Oh, absolutely.
And this taking place with Milkweed. We have always liked to shout out Milkweed Market and appreciate everything that they have over there. I did want to mention Milkweed Market is open Wednesday and Friday 10 to 3 and Thursdays 10 to 5. Stop on over there and pick up some of the great items that they have and support our local artists. And if you don't mind, nice work, Brooke. Appreciate you.
Thanks.
I want to talk a little bit about Milkweed Market and Milkweed Market by the river. This is interesting. This is a great idea.
Yeah. So, you know, we had been approached by the hospital to reopen the gift shop. And so the gift shop is now open in the hospital again. They had closed during COVID and took some time to kind of redetermine what, you know, what was needed. And so we wanted to share that, you know, we are open at Milkweed Market by the River, it's called, and it's at the Spiros Riverview Hospital gift shop. And it's open Monday through Thursday from 10 to 2:30. You know, primarily we want folks that, you know, maybe have someone in the hospital, you know, finding a gift for a loved one. I think it's real important to also share, like, both Milkweed Market and Milkweed by the River are run by the individuals with disabilities that we support. So it's a training for people. And
it's great. I work with our clients in Milkweed Market part of the time. So it's awesome just being able to work with them, have them work on our items for the stores is a lot of what it is too, is that our clients actually make a lot of our products and paint a lot of our products that go into the stores.
Yeah.
It's a good note, Brooke.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. And the other cool thing at the hospital is that they'll, all, like, if somebody orders a gift basket or an item to be delivered, that our folks will also deliver those to patient rooms. So it's just a real neat synergy and mm-hmm. connection with the community. And, you know.
You hit it, the word that I was thinking of, the connection. That's exactly where I was going. I wanted to touch on. I think that's such a great connection for our community. I have to be honest. I remember it being at Aspirus. I didn't realize that it wasn't still over there. I haven't been to Aspirus in quite some time. I haven't had to. I should knock on wood about that. But that's great to hear. That is wonderful to hear. And I have to say, I love the name Milkweed Market by the River. I see what you did there. That's very cool. I like that. That's very nice. This is also, not only are there some amazing products at Milkweed Market and some fun, unique things that you're not going to be able to find anywhere else. But again, this is another way to support the ODC and the great work that they're doing there.
Yeah.
Is there a percentage or is it all of the proceeds from these items that we buy that goes into the ODC? It's something along those lines. Whatever it is, it's going to help the ODC. So keep that in mind, everybody, when you're buying these products. It helps the ODC and puts back into the work that they're doing over there.
Yeah.
Let's mention the baked goods by the cookie jar on a weekly basis. And I have to touch on this. I'm sorry if you guys didn't want to, but when cookies are coming up, I got to talk about cookies. And the cookie jar do some really good ones over there.
Yeah. So we're real excited. Previously, we had done some baked goods through ODC kind of over the mm-hmm. holidays. And so we really were hearing that people really wanted an opportunity for baked goods kind of year round. And so we've partnered with the Cookie Jar that makes cookies and cupcakes weekly. And so if you check out our Facebook pages, we share on there every week, like what the flavors of the week are. You can also pre-order for the following week. And we have the cookies and cupcakes at both Milkweed Market and Milkweed Market by the River.
I could smell the lemonade ones this morning when I stopped in there.
Yep.
Yeah, I kind of thinking about going back and grabbing one for lunch.
Yeah, you and me both. I would like to. You guys can handle the rest of the interview, right? I just got
to.
Ann said pre-orders, and that's all I heard. I got to get that. I got to get on that. They're really good. They're really good. And again, one of these things where you're buying local, supporting local, helping a local business out as well, and getting some great stuff.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Looking forward to more on this and encourage you as well to follow the ODC on Facebook. It's not only a great way to keep up to date on all the things that they are doing over there, but find out about great things like the Cookie Jar and Milkweed Market and Ink Splash and some of the other cool stuff that goes on at the ODC. We're speaking with Anne, Ashley, and Brooke from the ODC. And Anne, I wanted to talk about your calendar raffle. Make sure that we got that in before we wrap up and everything. How's that going?
It's going very, very well. So that was through the entire month of June. So this is our last week. We're wrapping up. But again, just want to shout out to all of the sponsors who provided the cash prizes for our calendar raffle, and just everybody who purchased raffle tickets. I know we sold over 1,700 raffle tickets. And so it's been just a great, it's always a great time and great support, and it gets a lot of people involved knowing about ODC. We do the drawing at 11 o'clock on Facebook Live every day. So someone's filling in for Ashley and I today at a,
That's cool.
Yeah, it's really been awesome, and we always have one of the clients help us with the drawing and pick the winner. So they haven't picked any of our names yet.
No, but, no, of course not.
Yeah. I got to get on that too.
But you know, we're just so thankful because the community is just so supportive of us, and it's really been awesome.
You know, we don't live in Beverly Hills. We don't live in a necessarily rich community. And yet as long as I've been doing this job, I'm continually surprised and encouraged and honestly inspired by our community, because it doesn't matter what the event, people show up. Yeah. With these things and able to do. And we know for a fact, just statistically, that there are people out there giving and putting into these that don't necessarily have the funds to be able to do that. So I'm with you. It's a big credit to the community.
Yeah, it's great. And, you know, that the calendar raffle really made it very reasonable and affordable for, you know, for everybody, really, with the price of tickets. So.
And I like that we have a lot of people come in when events are just being created or just starting, and I like to mention to every one of them, have a raffle. People love raffles around here. If you have a raffle, it's going to do well. I'd almost be shocked if it doesn't. We love our raffles, so that's a great one. Yeah. And it's great to hear the support that went behind that.
Yeah, awesome.
If you don't mind, I do want to give people a little bit of a preview and a bit of a tease of Run, Walk, Rock, and Roll. This is one of your bigger events that's coming up, and it's right around the corner.
Yeah, well, it's hard to believe.
August 24th, it feels like it's tomorrow. It feels like it is, to be honest with you.
Yeah, so we're real excited because this is our fifth annual. It was Run, Walk, and Roll. Run, Walk, and Roll.
Yeah, yeah.
And now it's Run, Walk, Rock, and Roll. So it's going to be out at Rooted in Red this year. It's going to be on a Saturday afternoon. The Run, Walk, and Roll will be at 3 o'clock around the marsh. There also will be wagon rides. We also want to mention that there will be three different routes, and one that will be graded for people that use wheelchairs. And so it should, you know, be a very nice event, very inclusive. And then after the Run, Walk, and Roll, then we're going to rock and roll into the evening with the Antoinettes, and then also Southbound. And we're going to have raffles.
Raffle baskets.
Love the raffles.
We'll have a 50-50 raffle. We're going to have a wine liquor poll. There's going to be food trucks. It's going to be just a great, great event. Again, open to the public. We want people to come out and join us and learn about us. And information are on our webpage. And get your T-shirt.
Yes.
Join us.
Yes.
So
this is a signature event for our community, and certainly with the ODC. We love this event. It's a little more fun with this roll part, with this rock and roll part. That's pretty unique. We love supporting the arts, love supporting our local bands and artists out there. Antoinettes, Southbound, a couple of our favorites. Love both of those bands, and the members of them have joined us on the air here many times. Yeah. And big fans of those guys. And we're a big fan of an event like this where you give such versatility to it. We've got people out there that love to get a good run in and love to time themselves in these runs, and as they're preparing for marathons and stuff. We've got families out there that want to bring the kids and maybe a stroller. You're not moving very fast with that stroller. You want to take your time, pace yourself. It really does give an opportunity for anybody to be able to attend and enjoy this.
Yep, absolutely. It's going to be great.
And wagon rides are available, it seems like, too. That's going to be a fun part of this, too. Nice. I don't think I've ever ridden in a wagon before.
It's going to be great.
That's going to be fun.
We'll see you there.
Yeah, see you there. Great. Yeah, that's going to be great. Again, keep in mind that this event coming up in August, we'll be talking more about this as we get closer to it. But I did want to not only thank you guys for these events, but remind you and our audience, we'll be hitting on these events as we get closer to them on our morning shows and any opportunity we get, quite honestly. And wrapping up, just want to mention one more time, the sensory-friendly skating event at Skate City is this Friday, 10:30 to 1:30. $6.99 a person. We'll get you all-you-can-eat pizza and soda. This is open to the public. We want everybody to attend. Ashley, do you have your outfit kind of already in mind? Do you have an 80s outfit in mind already? Because I'm thinking in my head of what I'm going to wear, and I don't think I have any of those leg warmers. I don't think I got any of those. I don't think I could
find you a set.
We'll find me a set. Yeah, thank you, Brooke. Thank you,
absolutely.
Brooke. Absolutely. But you all set and ready to go for it, Ashley?
Yeah, absolutely. Good. I have hot pink leg warmers.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. And now I won't wear them. Thank you for letting me know. Thank you. And thank all of you for joining us. I really appreciate what you put into this community. We thank you. We appreciate you. And we'll be making sure to show how much we appreciate you attending these events. Thanks for the time, ladies.
Thank you so much, James.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Find out more at odcinc.com, odcinc.com. Be sure to bookmark that page. Follow the ODC on Facebook as well. It's not only a great way to keep up to date on everything they are doing, but find out more about the flavors of the week with a cookie jar and some of these other events that they have going on. Again, odcinc.com. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you coming up on the morning show on WFHR, locally grown radio.